Okay, so what we got next up here, I love meeting people. So I met Kim actually through a mastermind that we had previously called Bookkeeper Elite, right? Isn't that how we met? That'd be really weird if it didn't. So she was in a mastermind and we started chatting, we started working together, and just to see her evolution of where she has come in her business is tremendous. Like, I see so many people here that I didn't realize how many people we have in the audience that are making a lot of money, right? You can come closer to the stage, Kim. Making a lot of money. And I asked them, what do you do? Well, I just kind of followed your approach. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's kind of this, you should do that. But Kim, it's great to see your evolution. And she's going to be talking about some really cool stuff that all is applicable to us. So welcome to the stage, Kim. It says Kimberly, Eric. Like, what's up with that? Is that fancy?
Legal.
Legal. Okay. So welcome to the stage, Kim, Eric. I'm going to call you Kim.
Thank you. Kim. All right. So on the roster, they made it all official. But really, this is all about, am I doing it wrong? Because let's be honest, we're all learning a lot of stuff over the course of this. We're meeting a lot of cool people who are, like, killing it. And we might be thinking to ourselves, am I doing it wrong? How do I make decisions in my business to make sure that I'm meeting my why? And that's what we're going to talk about today. So a little bit about me. I don't know where the stuff about me went to, but okay, there we go. I founded Hometime Business Services back in 2017. Basically, I was looking at penny hoarder to make a little extra money to bring it into our household. And my husband was like, yeah, go for it. I was like, okay. I'm pretty smart. I got paid to go get my master's degree at Kent State University in public administration with a concentration in budget and finance management. I had really good aspirations of becoming a city manager, but no one told me I needed 20 years of experience. Guess what? I've been now out of school for 20 years. I don't want that job. I spent 16 years in banking instead, and that really had a lot of transferable skills. Who are my bankers in the audience? Yeah, you guys know, right? Lots of transferable skills. But I want to hit this bottom one. I volunteered 50 hours last month. Yeah, and that has a lot to do with my why, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. So, we talked about this. You're doing it wrong. So last year, when we were at BKX, one of the speakers came up, and they gave their definition of what an entrepreneur was, and I was like, damn, I'm doing it wrong. Because guess what? I don't get up early. Don't work super hard all day long, and quite frankly, I don't want to. It's not part of my why. So know that. Understand what your why is to be able to say, am I doing it wrong? Or am I doing it my way? Because remember what Sally said earlier today or yesterday? Different is better. Don't be that person that just follows what everyone else is doing. So, main points. This is what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the importance of defining your why. A lot of people have talked about it. We've talked about intentions. We've talked about goals. We've talked about things like that. But also, how to make your decisions based upon your why and how to say no when it doesn't align with your why. Because let's be honest, that might scare the crap out of some of you. So, start with why. You guys have probably all been recommended to read the book, Start With Why, Simon Sinek, right? We're all familiar with it, but he talks about clarity. Ben talked about that too. Be crystal clear, clarity on why you're doing this. Doesn't matter why. Your why is personal. It's emotional to you. And it should be, because that is what's going to get you through the hardest days of this business. That's going to be what propels you to do what you want to do in your business. And it's going to help you make those hard decisions. But when you're really looking at your why and you're defining it, and I'm just going to look at my notes real quick so I don't miss anything because I had some really important stuff I want to make sure we're talking about. When your why is clearly defined, you have commitment and passion, right? And that's why. So we want to make sure that you want that thing more than anything else in the world. That purpose, that why. If you don't know what your why is, figure it out. It's not just, I want to make more money. I want to make how much more money? I want my time freedom. I want to be able to take my kids to work. I think Justin Boynton talked about, like, his last year, he was like, I want to be able to put my kids on the bus and take them off the bus every day. That's a pretty simple why, but you know what? It's powerful. Because if someone wants to book an appointment and that's bus time, you better be damn sure he has that time blocked off on his calendar and people aren't scheduling during that time, right? And he's wrapping up that conversation, cutting it off so he can get his kids off that bus. Same thing for you guys. Protect that time. Make sure that you're keeping your why exactly where it needs to be. So when you're defining your why, you want to ask yourself these questions. What do I want more than anything else in this world? Why do I want this one particular thing? And create an anchor to that. Keep it in front of you at all times because it's going to be super important for everything you do and all those decisions. So let's get on to the second thing that we're going to do. We talked about the second thing we're going to talk about is how to make decisions in your business using that why. And this is where the, kind of the nuts and bolts are going to be, right? We're going to look at two different processes and why maybe one is better than the other. There's thousands of different decision-making models out there. And I'll tell you, I used to compete in decision-making in high school. It's really cool. They're like, here's an ethics thing. And go up there and present in front of a panel of judges what decision is going to be better. Well, we all know what decision it was supposed to be, right? But sometimes you can argue both sides of the fence. So it really doesn't matter. But when you're looking at that, my why personally is to free up my time, right? To be able to do that volunteer work. To be able to teach other people during that time. And that's super important to me, to be able to share that knowledge and to be able to have the time, the financial freedom, to feel like I can do that. And, oh, by the way, did Ben mention, right, last month, on top of that 50 hours, I spent a week with him at an event. So it wasn't, you know, I could have gotten a lot more if I wasn't working on my biz. But we sometimes have to do that, right? So a lot of you guys who were at BKX last year heard about our family why changing, right? We decided at BKX, David was secretly listening in virtually on my login, and he's like, wow, people don't suck in your industry. Like, they're grateful for, like, what you do for them. And he hears that, you know, on conversations with people, like, thanking you. Like, thank you that my tax bill wasn't so huge. You know, thank you that I know what my numbers are and I can make this decision. He's like, no one thanks me for bringing their truckload of crap to them. Not a single one. I'm like, sell your business. Here's my financials. We got this. And he's like, really? Like, yeah. 2 weeks later, all assets were sold, and we worked on finishing shutting down that business. So he's here with us today. So when you see him and you're thinking about working with your spouse, it's a change spending 24/7 with them, you know, especially home-based. I might have got a co-working space for a little bit. Because, you know, sometimes you just need that quiet time. And we don't have kids, so that wasn't the distraction. But, you know, sometimes when you, let's say I don't delegate well. Yeah. Because no one does it the same as me. So, yeah, I got to work on that. So I'm trying. But David has been really patient with that and is, you know, learning a lot. And think about all the stuff you had to learn to get up the courage to get to your first client, right? Well, he's in that boat now. And we're finding that maybe bookkeeping isn't his strong suit. So we're going to figure out what we can delegate to him. I might have to do that tax audit. Maybe. So when we're looking at this strategic decision-making model, we identify problems. Ben talked about them, right? We have the speed bumps, we have the roadblocks, we have some gridlock. You're identifying that problem. What is it for yourself? And then you're going to seek out information, research, study, talk to your peers. If you haven't switched phone numbers with at least one other person in this room, I challenge you, before you go to that digits party tonight, get a dang phone number. Get one. Why? Because that person is going to change your life forever. If you don't believe me, look at all the heads bobbing over here. It does. But when you're stuck and you don't have the opportunity to go brain dump like Ben does in the woods, smoking mushrooms. I don't smoke mushrooms. So anyways, so when you can't do that, you call up your tribe. You're like, hey, I got this thing. I don't know what to do. It's killing me, right? And I know how many of you have probably got something in your inbox that have been around for a while. They're like, oh, I'm so new. I don't know what I'm doing, right? And we took the time to talk them off the ledge. They're like, hey, it'll be all right. You'll get your first client. It's all right. But you have to identify the problem first. Seek that information. Brainstorm. Evaluate your outcomes at the end. Because we can all pick an option, right? There's no wrong answer. Just pick one. Go with it. Do your plan. But evaluate it. And if you need to start over, you're the CEO. You get to do that. So we're going to look at a lot of the decisions that we do in our business are important, but a lot of them aren't, or in our life. So interesting fact, in 2018, Psychology Today did a study about how many decisions a human being makes in a day. 35,000. 35,000. Think about this. How many decisions have you already made today? That alarm went off. You might have had a little too much to drink last night at the party. You might have just laid there and listened to it because you can't even move your arm to shut it off. You might have just shut it off and hit it to snooze. Or you might have been the weirdo that gets up and right away, that was me, right away, I didn't even have my alarm set, just so you know, got up and went about their day. But you could have, you know, you chose to take a shower or not, take care of your personal hygiene. You chose what outfit you're going to wear. You probably did that a few weeks ago, but, you know, that's okay. But you picked which one of the two that left for the conference that you're going to put on. And then, you know, you chose to go to breakfast. You chose who to sit with for breakfast. And that could have changed your life forever, you know. My breakfast buddy is Randy. Everything we go to, her and I are early risers, and we always end up at breakfast together chatting about, like, you know, what's going on in our lives, and I don't know. It always just starts my day off better having breakfast with Randy. Find your breakfast buddy or your drinking buddy. If you're not a morning person, doesn't matter what it is. But that could be life-changing, right? If you sit down and you're like, hey, I'm struggling with this, you never know who in this room is going to have that solution to that, whatever that is that you're struggling with. So make sure that you do that. We kind of joked around today, right? You found that one thing that you need? Clicked, bam, go home, right? Go implement that. Go up to your room, go learn it, you know, go start implementing. Because why? You're going to get overwhelmed. The problem after today's session, the problem after tomorrow's session, is going to be, what do I implement? What do I bring into my business? What do I throw out? What don't I need to learn about? Why didn't I buy these notes in the video recordings? Right? No. If you didn't, I'm pretty sure Ben will still hook you up with some notes at full price. So, entrepreneur, he'll take your money. But let's talk about this model. Usually when you're using this model, it's a little more than what am I going to go eat, right? You're going to walk through all the steps. Whether you do it consciously or unconsciously, if you think about it, most of our decisions really do go through all of these steps, right? Hey, Dave, where are you going for dinner tonight? Identified a problem, I'm hungry. We seek information. Oh, we just moved to Arkansas and everything closes at 7 o'clock except for McDonald's. So we're seeking information. Oh, what time is it? Is anything open still? We brainstorm solutions. All right, well, we haven't tried this place, but we have tried this place. And we value, you know, we choose a place and we implement it. We get in our car and we go. And then we evaluate. We going back there ever again? Kind of sketchy, I don't know, right? You're doing it on every single thing you do every day without even thinking about it, because that's what we do. When we're thinking about in our business, right, and we identify a problem of, oh no, we're Bob, we have too many clients coming on board this month. It's a real problem, though, right? What are you going to do? Well, Bob clearly wasn't listening to have hires in the, you know. So he wasn't listening. He was always marketing, but he forgot the second part of always hiring. So he can go scramble and hire someone. He can forego sleep, forego grandkids' events, whatever that is. There's a lot of different choices that you can make. Each one will have a different outcome. Some might be good and some might be bad. Because let's be honest, some of us are going to choose to, like, we're going to take them all on. We'll just work really hard. It's short-term sacrifice. And then you're missing all your kids' soccer games for the whole month because that's what you had to do to get the job done. And dang, that doesn't match with my why I was doing this so I can go to every kid's soccer game, right? So think about that when you say yes to that fifth person that you want to onboard this month. Or say, hey, my next onboarding slot's in 2 months, right? Better solution, potentially, but open mouth, insert foot, you already told them, yeah, we can come on next week. And you told all five of them that. And then they all sign their engagement letters right away. Because, you know, our clients don't always sign right away. And you're like, oh, I got time. Someone's not going to sign right away. But they do. So, let's look at the rational decision-making process. I like this one better when I think about my why. So when you look at that second box there, establish your decision criteria. That's your why, guys. Your decision criteria, and the next one, weight your decision criteria. Your why should be the most heavily weighted decision criteria that you use. If it's not the most heavily weighted one, you're doing it wrong. Your why is not strong enough. Your purpose is not strong enough. So think about that. When you think about decisions you've made for your business, for your life, sometimes you've probably written a pro and con list for those OCD people who poop their pants. You know, you're going to come up with those things. And sometimes the con list is going to be, or pro list is going to be super duper short. And your con list is going to be super, super long. And you're like, I'm still going with the pro. Why? Because it was more heavily weighted. Everything that went into the pro side is more heavily weighted in your criteria. And you can probably overcome some of those cons, or you can ignore them, or they're not as big of a deal, you know. It's kind of like picking a guy. You know, sometimes you're like, guess I can overlook that, you know. Not such a bad thing, right? So think about it. There's things that you can forego. There's things that you don't want to forego in that. So sometimes when we get to the end, and we are selecting that best alternative, that alternative is, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do that. It doesn't fit with my why, and I'm not going to do it. Kim told me I didn't have to do it. Right? Oop, it went too fast. Not the grumpy cat. When you have to say yes to your happiness, sometimes you're just going to have to say no. Say no to the client, say no to your kids, say no to your family. Whatever that is that fits into your why, sometimes no is the answer. And that's not a bad word. We can all say it. We've all said it sometime in our life. Like, there's no way I'm having another shot. Sometimes we don't follow through with what we say. Our words and our actions don't always follow along, and that's okay. But a lot of us are people pleasers, right? We don't like to tell people no. Or we'll sugarcoat it, be like, maybe, I don't know, maybe we can do that, but I really don't want to. But, you know, I really like people, and I can't say no. It's going to stress me out more than just, I just say yes, and then I'll just deal with the consequences of that because I don't want to tell people no, right? You guys have been there sometime in your life where you just want to please people. You want people to like you. You want it to work, right? Or you want to help them, but they're a micro client, and you don't have space in your life for a micro client, and you're like, I want to help you, but I can't. I don't have space because I know a micro client actually takes more time than my monthly clients. Why? Because they're needy, because they're new, they don't know anything, right? They'll be better served by someone who maybe needs that first client. Hook up with some of these old people around here because you know what? That's what they're doing. I call my contractor and I'm like, hey, I got someone. I'm not taking them on. Can I give them your name and number for your business? Eventually, I'm going to put myself out of contractors because of that, but, you know. But anyways, when you're establishing that why and you have it defined well, it's so much easier to say no to someone. And remember that your why has to work for you and no one else in this room. It's got to work for you. Maybe even your family gets in on that a little bit. But I'm going to let you in on a little secret, guys. I niche in trucking, right? You guys all know that. Only half of my clients are actually in transportation for bookkeeping. It's all right. You know why? Because I like those other people. When I was starting out, I didn't care you had to pull some money. Come on, right? So, yeah, well, we preach, get a niche. It's going to make your life easier. Get a client. Make your life. Start hitting your dreams. You may find out that the niche that you picked sucks. You don't like the people that you end up with. You don't like their personalities. They clash with you. I don't know what it is, but I personally tend to get along with men better than women, so trucking was like a perfect option for me. I don't have to sugarcoat things with them. I can be blunt. I can be my type A personality. They don't care. They're like, oh, yes, ma'am, I'll get you that right away. And it's nice because I can be myself, they can be themselves, and everyone's happy. And guess what? It's like Gabriella said, it's a win-win solution, right? Win-win for all. And that's really good because when we do that, that is just getting us closer to our hopes, our dreams, and that why in our lives. So when we come up with that alternative and we have to say no, how do you do it? How do you tell someone no? Right? How? It sucks. But I want all you guys to just think for a moment about a time you wish you had a do-over in life, that you wish you would have told someone just no. Does everyone have something in mind where they're like, man, I wish I wouldn't have done that? You know? Yeah. A lot of you do, right? Well, guess what? Today you're getting a do-over. Yay! All right, we call them a mulligan. We now live on a golf course, so they're mulligans. I learned that. I still don't own clubs yet, but, you know, I will. It's on the to-do list, but, you know, goals. So anyways, we're just going to practice saying no. So this is the hard part, guys. We're just going to yell no as loud as you can. Get it out. Okay? So on three. One, two, three.
No!
Okay, I think some of you skipped it because it wasn't that loud up here. So we're going to go one more time. One, two, three.
No!
Oh, that was much better. All right. Does that feel good? Just to... Yes. Yes, it did. It felt so good she had to say it one more time. So what I want you guys to do is at your table, turn your chair to someone, and you're going to get your do-over, whatever that was that you're thinking of, or if you don't want to share that one, just come up with something else. But practice saying it, not just no, right, but professionally, right? So I'm going to give you my example, you know, of how I turned down a client very gently. Hey, based upon our conversation, being your bookkeeping professional just isn't going to be a good fit. I can introduce you to, like, a couple other people, see if maybe they'd be a better fit for you, or, you know, we have this awesome website, it's called dba.org, you can go on there, find a bookkeeper that's either in your area or specializes in what you do, but we're just not going to fit, right? I left it with options, I left on a high note, they're not too mad at me that I wasted enough, you know, 15 minutes of their time, because, you know, we usually wrap those ones up quicker if we know we're like, we ain't working with them, right? So go ahead, turn your chairs, take that opportunity, do your mulligan. I have about 8 minutes, so I'm catching up some time on you. All right. Guys, come on back. Come on back. Did each of you guys get to take a turn? What? Switch. Let the other person take their turn. Get it out. Be nice. Do it professionally. All right, guys, come on back. Ben, I lost control. I'm not going to poop my pants to get your attention up here, just so you know. But come on back. Come on back. Come on back. All right. Networking break is next after me, so you'll get to do this again. But practice this. If you know you're coming up on having to fire a client, you know you're coming up with something, write a script. Practice in the mirror. Practice with your spouse. Practice with your kids, your dog, whatever. Do it, because the more you do it, the better and more comfortable you become with it. Someone told me today, like, man, it's almost like it's addictive once you start saying something no, right? I have two people that I was talking to this week, and I was asking a bunch of people about their whys and decisions that they've made in their businesses. So, ladies, if you guys could each, like, grab a microphone and they're going to share with you their why, a decision that they made in their business that might surprise you, but was all based upon their why. They're pointing at each other.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. Angie, we can hear you.
So, my why kind of has rotated a little bit, but I realized that the overall is family. So, like my kids, I have three kids. I have a husband. My husband works in an industry that is really, really wearing on his body. He's not even 40, and he has to, like his back pain's ridiculous. So I realized my goal is to replace his income and be the main income. And so it was just supposed to be a side hustle to help supplement income, but now it's like I want to replace his income. I want to help him. So with kids, I wanted to be there on nights and weekends and all that fun stuff. And just be there. I want to be a present mom. And so I had a client that asked me to meet every Saturday to go over her new financials. And that's the time my husband's off. That's the time my kids are home. I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. And it was like early too. So I was like, oh gosh, okay. So I did it because it was my first client. And then I just couldn't do it anymore. As I defined my why more and more, I was like, I can't do it. So I ended up telling her I can't meet on Saturdays anymore. And she was like, well, that's not going to work for me. And I said, well, then we have to disengage. She was my highest paying income for 3 years. And I had to kick her to the curb. And that was so terrifying for me. She's in my niche. She's my highest paying client. And I had to tell her no. I said, it's not worth it to me anymore. My kids are way more important. So I stuck to it.
Did you find something better in life afterwards?
I did.
Exactly.
Thanks for reminding me. So I kicked that one to the curb, and I was, like, terrified, right? The next month, I had a client contact me, or a potential client contact me. I signed her. She found me from dba.org, actually. And I make twice as much with this client, and I work half the time.
Would you have time for that client if you had not fired that client?
No, I wouldn't have been able to take the capacity.
Right there.
So.
Make sure you keep with your why, because things will happen that you're just unexpected in life. Carrie, go ahead. And let's give Angie a hand, though, real quick. Thank you for sharing.
So I'm the girl that their why changed. So if your why, and you've started out with one why, and maybe it's to feed your family, and now you're sitting here and you're saying, wait a minute, maybe that wasn't a great why, come talk to me. Come talk to the BKE crew. You guys know who you are. I couldn't have done this and what the journey I've been on without you, and especially without Randy. Randy Ballin has just been great talking with me and helping me make decisions. I'm getting emotional. I had built my business to over six figures, and I was miserable. Miserable. And so in the beginning of pandemic, I said, after talking with these guys, and we all said to each other, and we do this all the time, I just want to burn it to the ground. I just want to burn it to the ground. Look, they're laughing. And I was like, you know what? They're all talking it. I'm going to do it. So I had a client that was 90% of my income. And I was like, I am done. I gave them it was a resignation letter because I had a specific contract with them. And in that, I did that in January, and my last day was going to be April 1st, 2020. And yeah, it was pandemic. And I just did it. And it felt so good. And it was great to say, you guys, I actually burned it to the ground. And you were like, what? I went down to $1,000 a month, from six figures to $1,000 a month. Redid my why, spent a lot of time talking, healing. There's PTSD involved with that.
Gaining clarity.
Yes, huge clarity. Talked with Ben, Kelly, and again, more with Randy. She's like was my hideaway in Florida. She's amazing. Talked with Randy. She's awesome. And
not at breakfast. I got it for breakfast.
No, not at breakfast. That's not our time. No. And Kim also has been fantastic. Kim is my business buddy, even though we really are bad at it. So find a business buddy to talk things through. But the business now is we're at 8,000 monthly recurring revenue. I just started this back in April 1st. I have a partner. So I'm doing the things I like. She's doing the things she likes. We work 3 days a week. That's it.
Yeah. Awesome. Carrie, you have been so awesome. Carrie's been my accountability partner since that first BKE event that Ben was saying that he met me at. And my mom passed in February. I called up Carrie. I'm like, I'm adding you to all my systems. I don't know when I'm going to be back. Take care of my team.
10 minutes. Boom. We did it. And she was out the door.
I was out the door. So when I talk about building the relationships in this room with people, it's real, guys. You're going to lean on these people in ways that, like, you couldn't even fathom. So start with your why. Get it clearly defined. And know how to say no. Those are the three points that we left you with today, and I hope that you guys take the time, if you have not clearly defined your why, get that clarity. Spend time alone. Go to the woods. I don't care. Go to the beach. Go to the pool. But don't sit with everyone else, right? Get that clarity in your business, because it is so important to base literally everything that you do in this business, in your life, when you're making your decisions. So this is your call to action. Whether big or small, when you have to make a decision, keep your why in mind. Be purposeful with your relationships, especially within this room. Cultivate them. Spend time with people. And most of all, cherish every moment that you have with these people in this room, because guess what? There's no tribal community of bookkeeping professionals better than this one. Thanks, guys.